Hallelujah. Let us be seated. Hallelujah. What we are in the year of expansion. You don't sound like you mean it. We are in the year of expansion. Hallelujah. And because of that, I want deliberately today to share something basic, which is the foundational for us expanding and increasing into the things God has called us to. And I have titled my message today, The Power of Blessings. So it is the blessings of God that will make us increase or expand. Without God blessing us, we are not going to break forth to the right or to the left, as the word says. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, but I just want deliberately today to define what does the word blessing means. When you hear the word blessing, what is that to you? You know, the basic words in the Bible, we don't really grasp what they mean, and we talk about them carelessly. But I want to know after we're done that every time you hear that word, you have to keep quiet and listen again and let it have its meaning ooze out of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is all over the Bible about the blessings of God. We encounter this word in the first bless in Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. From verse 24, I think. We'll go there. God is good. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God said, is that what I want? Not really. Is it 28 rather than 24? I'm sorry. And the Bible says, and God blessed them. That's the key word. That is what is the result of what follows. And said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Again, I want to define this word before we go forth. What does word blessing mean? In Hebrew, it's come from the word barak. It means that one who is greater, blessing the lesser. But it has the symbol of one kneeling to bless another. It's more powerful than we have allowed ourselves to make it be. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want this word to sink in me and in you very carefully today. It is in Greek, it's what the word we get is called eulogia, or where we get the English word eulogy. Unfortunately, we use only that word in funeral, most people. But I want to speak to you today. Please, if you want to bless somebody, bless them alive, not when they're dead. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But we seem to speak, that word elokia or elogi means speak good over. It's to speak well of. So from this, you already know basically blessing has to do with speaking. So if you shut your mouth, blessings will not flow. Hallelujah. There's another Greek word for blessing also. It's called makarios. It means good position or to be envied, which Jesus uses in beatitudes. He said, it's different from the normal blessings. Fortunate are you, to be envied are you. You are in a good position. You are blessed. So as a judge, you are blessed. You are in a good position. You are to be envied. It's a good thing. God will bless you like that. Because this, he was speaking to a people in the normal circumstances who are not in a good position. How blessed are they that mourn? In the normal circumstances, mourning means you are in a bad position. But regardless of the current circumstances, Jesus says, no, blessed are you. Why? Because you carry something. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to capture that word and let it sink. Another, as we continue the two words, both of them, I just wanted to give this definition before I go to the scripture so that we can see a few of the words there. Also, to elogize or elogia also means to act kindly towards. It's an extension of that. These things are not strange. If you look in your strong concordance, you'll find them. It's only that we don't take time to study and understand these things. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, why is it so important today to emphasize that blessing can come from speaking? Speak. What I want to capture more than anything else, that God has spoken well over you. To elogize is to speak good word over you. And so God is speaking a good word over you. Every blessing of God has come from the mouth of God. He has spoken it. Praise the name of the Lord. We see this even when the children of Israel, Jacob called his children and began to bless them. Praise the name of the Lord. He spoke specifically to Judah and every other. We follow Judah because we can see what his father spoke has been fulfilled over time. He said the scepter will never leave his house until the Shiloh comes, until the Messiah comes. You see, from the line of David, the blessing that the father spoke has followed all throughout this. When God speaks over you, it will follow you generation by generation. And so when God has blessed you, nobody can curse you. His word is more powerful than any word anywhere. Because we see that he spoke everything into existence. So it's not just a simple word to hear that God has blessed me. God has spoken well over me. Spoken good over me. The word good over me. It means God's words are creative. Whatever the picture it paints, it has capacity to create it. Praise the name of the Lord. God will fulfill. And so it is very important when Joshua was stepping into the Canaan land, he told him, let these words of the Lord not depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. In other words, then you will have good success. In other words, let the word paint the picture. Let the word define. Let the word determine where you're going. What I have spoken. Because what I have spoken carry within the seed of that which I have said it will be. It may take time for manifestation because what the manifestation may come in seasons and different times, but it will come to pass. Amen. His word will never return to him void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent for. Amen. So the word has been sent in your life. Amen. I said the word has been sent in your life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It will accomplish. So if God comes in our lives, the Bible says he follows his word. He does not follow our words. Or even he's not worried about how needy you are. Do you have a word? Have you captured the word he's spoken? He followed his word to perform. If he comes, does God have a word in you or over you to perform? Have you received a word from God? So anytime we receive prophetic word, a teaching word, we hear the word of God, we don't make it personal. It becomes a ritual we fulfill every Wednesday and every Sunday, and we go home. We don't capture this word as mine. I want this word to find room and lodge in me and become mine. Make it yours. Because what God has spoken will come to pass. And sometimes, how many of you have read the Bible, and when you're reading the Bible, the word jumps with life to you. It becomes yours. God is speaking to you for that word. He may not speak to you directly. Some of us, God speaks to us in dreams directly. Or he speaks a word in us. Or he causes a revelation of what, which the reason for that revelation of the word is that it becomes personal in your circumstances. And so he tells Jeremiah, if you read mostly we quote 11, but we go back to 10. God says he will perform that good word which he spoke. He will come in your life and fulfill that good word he spoke. There's a good word in your life. We have a word over this house. It's a season of expansion. It's a good word. How many of you know God will fulfill it? If God is coming into this house, what will he do? He's coming to bring expansion and increase. Because we have laid this word before him in prayer. And it's a word he has spoken concerning this house. It's a season of expansion. And God is going to perform his word. Hallelujah. I say God will perform his word. Now, when we talk about the church, we're not talking about the building. We're talking about you. Collectively and individually, God is going to increase and expand you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God, when we say, the reason I took time to try to explain this is we can bless God too. We can speak good word over God. He's powerful. He's lovely. He's altogether lovely. He's the leader of the valley. He's a rock of ages. You are blessing the Lord. You are speaking well over. You are praising the Lord. It also has that aspect. How do you bless the Lord? Speak good words over him. God doesn't need blessing. You're just agreeing that he's already blessed. So you speak good word over God too. This morning we did. He's mighty. Hallelujah. He's lovely. He's altogether lovely. He's the leader of the valley. He's the prince of life. We begin to speak good words over the Lord. Now, do you speak good words over the people that you love? Do you bless them? Yes. Unfortunately, we can curse. We can speak a bad word over somebody too. And it holds, especially when they have authority over you in one way or another. So be careful how you talk to people. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, church, from today, my heart is to let you know that when we speak of blessings, is we are empowered. In a good way, I will define it as blessing covers every area of need. The primary Hebrew word, like I said, means empowered to prosper or to succeed. To become instrument of God through whom divine favor flows. The ability to prevent misfortune in our lives and lives of others. The impartation of supernatural power of God into a human life, resulting into ability to prosper and succeed. It means for things to turn out right, even when they appear to be wrong. It's also an idea of bowing before God and accepting his presence and favor upon all you do as a way of praising him and honoring him. We have honored him this morning. It is the anointing to prosper. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It is anointing to prosper. The blessing of God is anointing to prosper. And we have been anointed to prosper, to expand this season by that word today. Listen, sometimes we take things for granted. And if you do not take God's word seriously, he'll never take you seriously. Because he's the only means of blessing you. What he has spoken is what he will come to perform. It's about time we take what he has said seriously. I told you here that one man who had the fastest growing church, a charismatic preacher from US, went to Korea and found Yonggicho and said, how come this man is not even charismatic in the way of delivery? He doesn't speak without fluency and power. Yet the church increases, multiplies. He says he trembles when I speak. In the hotel when this man was sleeping, the Lord spoke to him when he had those questions. Why? I have preached for many years, I don't see results. He said, the difference between that man and you is that when I speak, he trembles. And you don't. Praise the name of the Lord. It is through the instrument of God's word that things change. And God is speaking good word over you. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. That is a good word over you. Wherever you are, you will always rise on the top. Because the hand of the Lord is upon you. I say you rise to be at the top. You see, the tail always follows the opinion of the other. Where the head goes, the tail follows. The problem is that the church today, we are following so many people. You go on TikTok, we let the world sing songs we follow. As if there are no new songs in Zion. Where we can sing songs from God's throne where people follow. We become the tail instead of the head. The head leads, the tail follows. From today, you are the leader. Hallelujah. You are leader in influence. Don't follow influencers who are not following God. It's not really you. You are becoming a tail. I say you are the head and not the tail. You carry influence. You will begin to speak and people will begin to follow you. Because you are the head and not the tail. God spoke that word deliberately. You carry influence with God. Praise the name of the Lord. This blessing will follow you. Why? Because you are following God. You are empowered, anointed in this season. In this America, you're going to succeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Almost everybody is saying, I was doing study. What do you look at the new, what do we call the New England from the Massachusetts, New York? You look at these states that form New England. That was the Bible Belt of America some years ago. Was, yeah. That's where Charles Finney was. That's where Jonathan Edward was. The revival that hit America. This south area where now we have as Bible Belt, there was no word. But you see, the devil likes to be where God has been. And it wants to take over everything that God has. But God will revive these places again. Because we'll be in this country, we'll take revival to these places. I know, you don't sound... Amen. So we see God in his word blessing men. And his blessings are generational. Like I said, I didn't want to speak many words, but I wanted us to dwell on this word until it finds something in your heart. Because unless you understand blessings, you're not going very far. Why are we not seeing the manifest, the result of the being blessed? When you are born again, you are a child of God. You are already a child of the house. Some of us is immaturity. The Bible says, as long as you are a child, I have my son, Justin is young. There's no way I can give him inheritance right now. Regardless of how much I've worked to have something for him. I know there's something for him there, but he's not mature enough to handle the blessing. It is his, but the season of manifestation is yet to happen because he has no capacity to handle the blessing. It's the same. You are a child of God. We have been born again, but we're not growing to be sons mature enough to handle blessings. And God knows that if he releases certain blessings, it will never hold, will not have capacity to hold. Those are the things that hinder. It's not that God is blessing others and not blessing you. It's, do you have the capacity to contain what he has for you? And sometimes the character to sustain the blessings. You can be the caprichico son. He say, hey, give me mine. And the father gives the son without question. But he didn't have the character to sustain what the father gave him. It was destroyed. It was finished. And so sometimes we cannot see these things because the father, being a good father, he's waiting for the season that is appropriate. But not just on season, for you to mature, to have capacity to run with certain things. A certain level of anointing God cannot give you because you cannot handle it. You gossip, you are envious, you are all this. If he gives you these things, you will destroy people rather than bless them. Forgive me, but it's true. Do you have a light heart? Ability to forgive people even if they step on you because you have something more powerful than talking about people? Can God trust you with miracles? Or it will become me and I am the man, I'm the woman of God. Those will destroy you. And so God, he looks over you and says, wait, I want to give you these things. I want to speak this thing in your life, but you cannot contain it for now. Please, it's our responsibility to respond to what God is saying by allowing him to mature us to be able and capable of receiving the blessings. Praise the name of the Lord. The Father has already released the blessings over you. But the manifestation of the blessings seems to be blocked. Number two reason is the timing. There's time for everything. There are certain things God cannot allow to happen now because it won't have the effect he intended it to be. Like Joseph in Egypt, after interpreting for the two guys, you would think that one of them would have run whom he did well to the king and immediately he would have been released. Do you think it would have had impact? No, no, he would have been released and maybe he would have found his way to go back to his own country. But it was the right optimum moment when the king had a dream. Because now the chain reaction is about to begin because he's coming in the right season. The window of opportunity has come. The what we call kairos. God releases you into that strategic moment and he releases things. And you move into what he has planned for you. So when you see delay, it is not denial. It is waiting for the right time for manifestation. We call the fullness of time for you. My fullness of time is not your fullness of time. Some people will go ahead of you. Do not envy them. Wait upon the Lord. Because your season is coming. Just know. But you, how would you know? You walk with God and hear the prompting of the Spirit of God in your heart. God. And the other thing is lack of faith. God has spoken powerful words. Do they make sense to you? So without faith you cannot please him. Faith is a response to the spoken word. The blessings of God over your life. Are you responding? How? Faith comes by hearing and hearing word. And God has spoken concerning most of us. How, if I say today to this church, how many of you have received a word of prophecy? Almost everybody will raise a hand. Is that true? And how many of you, those prophets have come to pass? Because blessings sometimes come in the form of a seed. And therefore, it comes as a pregnancy. You have to have that incubation period, the gestation period, where the word is a seed in you, and you have to bring it to birth. Because some spiritual things not just happen, they are birthed. It's an aspect that I want you to capture. God has already blessed you, but it has come as a seed. It's come as a pregnancy. You have to take time to bring it to birth. And that's our responsibility to work with God to bring forth. And the Bible says, and Mary brought forth the son, Jesus Christ. He received pregnancy by the Holy Spirit overshadowing her. And most of you, the Holy Spirit has come over you, spoken a word, painted a picture of the future it looks like. But somehow you looked at your resources and the way you come from and dismissed it. You didn't look to he who spoke the word. You looked at your pocket, you looked at your account, you never looked at God. He wants you to believe what when he speaks, he creates. He has power to do this. So receive the word of God. Living word, we are expanding this year. Yeah. Let that's the word we are bathing in the whole season of 2024. Yes. God spoke so many words over my life. And some have come to pass, and some have not come to pass yet. I believe some, maybe I have not had faith, but I'm crying out for manifestation of the word of God spoken in my life. God, from the very beginning, he blessed man. That's original design. You are blessed. There's nobody who is a child of God that is not blessed. The problem is we have allowed the world to educate us, and we begin to feel like as if when you are blessed, as if you feel sorry, you feel bad, and the enemy is confusing us over our inheritance. Look at any man that has walked with God whom God has not blessed. Show me. People talked about Jesus being poor. Literally, no, it's not true. How can you call a man poor who can just tell you go to the fish and the fish vomit money to you? And you say he didn't have money. He has a capacity to have money anytime he wanted to. He was blessed. He said, go. He can multiply bread and you say he's poor. He's not. Praise the name of the Lord. He was empowered to do what God had assigned him to do. And sometimes blessing falls on our assignment. And that's why when we're not following God, the blessings will not follow us. David knew this secret. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, there are people who have material evidence of material things. That is not necessarily blessings. You can be blessed and have nothing yet. Because the world, when you talk about Israel being blessed against the Philistine of this day, they had material things, but were not blessed. They were cursed because theirs was a dying thing. And yours is a rising thing. Season comes when material things cannot prevent things happening in your life. Our blessing is all round. It's empowerment. It's a position. It's a posture. It's who you are. It's your state of being. You are the person whom God has blessed. You can manifest the blessing in the house, in the terms of the house, the cars, and the things like that. That is not blessing. That's a manifestation of the blessing. God has blessed you. You are the one who is favored. You are the one who is empowered. You can release these things. They can find manifestations. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's read with me a book of Psalms 115 from verse 13 to 16. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. Even the heavens are of the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. But I want you to capture the word he said here. He will increase you, even small and great. The blessing of God is upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. But he will increase you more and more. Regardless of whether you see the world sees you, the Lord has already blessed you. And this is his promise. The word you see here, more and more, in Hebrew tense, means continuous tense. It's more and more and more into infinity. Notice the problem is, the promise is for you and your children. It's an ongoing process of increase. And this is what we're looking for in this church. The accumulation, the enlargement, the expansion that is coming to us. Because more God will increase us more and more. How many of you realize that when you are being increased more and more, you are expanding? Yes. Hallelujah. May your pocket be increased more and more. Amen. May your finances increase more and more. Amen. You know, some of us have already gone to mental calculation. How can it increase unless I do more hours, I do this and do this? This is good. It's good to do that. But also remember, the favor of the Lord can cause these things to happen too. Praise the name of the Lord. So I know that it looks basic, it looks childlike thing, but this is a new month, and we need to capture this word in our spirit that as we go forward, man, we are blessed. God is speaking good word over us, and because he spoke and everything happened, he's speaking and everything will happen to you. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And he said, my son is blessed, and you don't believe it? If the earth can hear him and bring forth what he has spoken to it, can you bring forth when God speaks to you? You're not sounding like. You see, you as a you are like when our scripture Isaiah 54. There are three images: the bridegroom, the bride, and the children. Somehow, it's a process of being intimate, receiving the seed, and birthing is the key. So, if they're gonna be in increase, the earth is considered like that which receives, has a womb, which receives the seed. When you plant in the earth, with the right air and everything, the seed will germinate. It will produce something different from what it was planted in it. Although when it dies, it will go back to the earth. But the key is this. The earth brings forth. You are the earth. You are from the earth. Adama, you are produced from the earth. You are formed from the earth. You have the womb. When the God speaks to you, you receive the word as a seed, just like the earth. And therefore, you must bring forth what he has spoken in your life. You have to incubate the word that God speaks in your life. You came from the earth and therefore received. The first thing the earth received was God spoke to it. Bring forth the plants. Bring forth this. And did. And he spoke to the sea. It did. He speaks to man. They disobey. But not you. You will obey God. And you'll be mighty in the land. You will do the work of God. Because you are anointed to prosper. In the name of Jesus. This is not many years from now. It is this year. That we will see the evidence of God's blessing in your life. In all, the Bible talks in Genesis chapter 24 that God blessed Abraham in all things, not just one area. If his family, he blessed him with his family. His family is serving the Lord. He blessed him financially. He blessed him psychologically. Name it, emotionally. He's blessed in all things. The intention of God is to bless the whole of you. Because he created the whole of you. We're living in a generation where today they talk about mental issues in America. All over, people are depressed. People are, no, because they have not. Brethren, I desire that you prosper as your soul. The mind must prosper too. And the things of God. So don't let the enemy, the reason we are depressed is we have spent our hours on the screen listening to people who have come from demonic influence speaking to us. And therefore, they are speaking. We must produce the kind of things that speak into us. Depression, oppression, it has to be. Which seed are you receiving in your life? The mind has the capacity to produce what is put in. It's not just computer cabbage in, cabbage out. Even you, whatever you is put in you is what will come out. What are you listening to? Bible says, whose report will you believe? There's a report coming concerning you and your family, but you've chosen to believe another report. What you see on media, what you see here. And so the reason we're depressed is we have shifted from family fellowship. We don't even have time to talk to one another. You know, you can easily text somebody when they're sitting next to you. God didn't give us this. He gave us this mouth to fellowship. Oh. Talk to one another. That is a dying thing. You see, media is innocent. Just like money. Let me tell you. It is you. As an instrument like fire. If you use it wrong, it will burn you. But if you use it well, it will serve you. Use it well. Why are we depressed? We are hearing and hearing words of no hope. There's no way the world will give you hope. They don't have it. They may have money. Why is it even the celebrities are committing suicide? Because they have done everything. To them, sex has become a sport. It's nothing. It's no longer sacred. I'm sorry to say this. And therefore, they have explored. Whatever it means, it's nothing. And because of that, they're depressed. What they hope will make them happy is not making them happy. They have all the money, but it's not making sense. Why? Because nothing was meant to make sense but God in you first. God must give you the peace, the fulfillment, the joy. Like I said, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. It is a state of being. It is your state, your mental state. It is how you see. It is not the external things. These are good things that God has given us to use. A good house cannot give you sleep if you don't have sleep. We need the house, but you must be blessed to enjoy the house. You are the one God has blessed. God does not bless things. He does not anoint things. He anoints people. You are anointed of God. The hand of God is upon you. Hallelujah. And therefore we carry with us the shalom of God, the peace of God, and the sense of fulfillment and contentment that comes from the fact that no matter how things look, I know the outcome. I know the end. Because I may not know what the future holds for me, but I know who holds the future. He's my Father. And because of that, there is peace in my soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, we are facing a generation that are growing in darkness. You must be sure you are blessed. And one sign you are blessed is this word. I will be with you. God will be with you. Almost every man God has sent, He has said, I will be with you. It's a relational thing. You have to walk with one that blesses in a continuous relationship. Then you are blessed. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means the king and his domain, and this and the righteous, and they're doing things right. And these things, the world is looking for what? Houses, cars, and all this will come as divine addition. We have taken addition as if it's the blessing. You are the one that the Lord has blessed. The kingdom, when you serve the kingdom, then you are free to enjoy the things that come with it. God is concerned being your child of a king. You must impress the king and his kingdom. The reign and rule of Jesus in our soul and our heart. When that is established, everything else will follow. Remember, you do not serve to be blessed. You serve because you are blessed. The blessing has already followed you. A child who is a good son in the house need not be told what to do. They do it because they are already sons of the house. Yes. It was told of a slave who came here. I read a story a long time ago. He was stolen from Africa as a child, a son of a chief. When he was coming here, while everybody was working, when the man, the supervisor was over them, they would work. But when he goes away, some of them stopped working, but this guy continued working. And they said, why do you do this? I am a child of a chief. I do things by who I am. I know they have put me here. It's not necessarily that I don't obey that. I do it because of who I am. So God is seeking for you to reflect Him. So He deliberately, before He blessed you, He created you in His own image and after His own likeness. And that is the place where the man that God has blessed. Do you reflect His image? You represent Him. Because that what means is a reflect. You reflect God. An image projects another. Being an image, you are not original. I know you cannot. You know, image always images another. So your life must be reflecting. You are imaging God. He designed you to be, to walk alongside Him, to reveal His glory. He chose to reveal His glory through you. He will grant you His wisdom. To a certain measure, you ask, accept it, and you begin to be what He would want to reveal His glory on earth. You know, the Bible talks about heavens of heavens declare His glory. But those are animated things, the living one that can really reflect God. There are things the environment cannot reflect. Love. It's only you who can reflect the love of God and do things right. Hallelujah. And so may God increase us more and more. We look at it the way God blessed the generation of Abraham. From Abraham, the blessing followed his son Isaac. Do you remember Isaac praying for any blessings? But the Bible says he was so blessed until the Bible says he was so mighty that these people wanted him out. The same with Jacob. The same with Joseph. It followed David. It has gone up to the present day Jews. And they don't struggle. You may hate them, but it's their heritage. But we as a church are even more children of God, but we refuse. We are the same seed. Children of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham should follow us. But you know why Jews seem to be blessed? Their rite of passage is the time where they bring their teenager guys and bless them throughout the week. They speak words over their children. Release them. We don't. They deliberately have a whole week where the family comes to speak a blessing over this as a rite of passage. For our rite of passage is, some of us is demonic where we come from. But God help us. We should learn to speak blessings over our children. And for them to speak a blessing, they're speaking the Bible. So God tells Aaron to bless Israel. He said, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. That is the words. He said, bless my people. God wants to bless you. He wants to empower you to succeed. But you see, to conclude, you must respond to what God has said. Obedience is what caused the manifestation of the blessings. Abraham, go out of, come out of your kindred and go to a place obedient. When he told him, go sacrifice your son, he obeyed. And at that, God said, now I know you love me, you fear. And in blessing, I'll bless. God swore to bless this man because he saw he was obedient to what he says. So the words God speaks to us, church, he framed the world by the word. May he frame your world by his word that's speaking to you. Be sensitive to hear what God is speaking. This is a general message, but I'm telling you, laying foundation, when pastor comes or Sunday, Wednesday, somebody speaks a word, if it's yours, grasp it and run with it. We should not come to church as a ritual to fulfill a Sunday routine. We are coming to be empowered to succeed out there. So David said, I was glad when they told, let's go to the house of the Lord. There's something in the house of the Lord that prompted this man to be excited to go. Today, we fight to go to the house of God. Because there's nothing you're gaining from here. And we forgive you. Because you don't get anything anyway. But if truly you get something, nobody will tell you to come to the church. You run. Because that's where good things are. I was glad. It's a joy to go to the house of God. Why are we tracking ourselves to the house of God? Because we don't find something good there. With all this good preaching in this church, you still dragging your feet to the church? I mean, like pastor said, I've been around a little bit. And one thing I know is that this church has a good word. No, I'm not saying this for exaggerating anything. The pastor preaches a powerful word. There's a wonderful word going on this pulpit. My fear is, you know, God is not going to give you another word until what he has spoken to you is fulfilled. So have you impressed what God has been speaking? Hello? Please, I'm trying to say, blessings follow the word. And God will perform that good word in your life. Embrace what God is speaking to you. Pastor Victor was speaking on Wednesday. What did he speak about? See? So how can God follow to bless you when you forget what he was saying? What? Wednesday? What? Was that? Yeah. Always what? Okay. I thought that word was so much said so many times, we cannot forget. Always abounding the work of the Lord. The previous one he preached about attempting great things. Now, would you do that? Or was that a word he spoke? Thank you. Praise the Lord. She's doing it. Praise the Lord. When God gives me an opportunity, I just want to lay a foundation so that from there we'll begin whenever an opportunity offers again on this. It's so big, I cannot say, I can finish what I wanted to say in this one sermon. But blessings, God speaks about bringing you to a larger place. God willing, we'll speak that again in the course of this season, where God is going to move us from a place of distress, a place of constraint, to a larger place. But today, I wanted you to capture the essence of what it means to be blessed first, so that we can begin to talk about being blessed. What it means, the things that we think is blessing, until we understand the person God has blessed is you. You carry the blessing of God. You can manifest the blessings, but you are blessed. You are favored of God. I say you are blessed. Amen. And the favor of God is upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, when he anoints us to prosper, will be in a position to help others prosper as well. Amen. In other words, you are blessed to be a blessing. That's what he told Abraham. You have to have enough to share. So you must be living in an overflow. Praise the Lord. In order to have surplus to give. The blessings God gives you has the ability to accomplish or achieve dramatically what others fail or what you have previously failed to accomplish, because the touch of God has come upon your life. It's a composite word. It's full of meaning. But are you pregnant with the word of God? The same man, I read his books most of the times in the village when I was preaching as a young Joe. He was preaching. And when he was preaching, there was no result. Every person he went to preach, no, he went to one old lady and said, "If you don't repent, you'll go to hell." And the lady looked at him, "Young man, I'm already in hell. Which hell are you talking about?" The guy went back, he was so discouraged, and he cried all night. This man who became the most successful pastor had nothing. And in the process, as he cried, God told him, "You have not spoken to my people what you are speaking what you learned in seminary. Not go read John, Matthew, and see what I always spoke hope to my people. Read." A guy went and read through, and he came to speak. God gave him increase. So he said he believed God for a bicycle. He believed God for a temple. And he began to pray. 6 months went by, and he had nothing. He went back to God, and God said, "You didn't say what kind of temple you're looking for. Wait, bicycle, be specific." And so the guy said, "I want a Canadian bicycle," whatever that meant, is I'm just reporting. "And then I want a mahogany temple, I want this and this." And as he became specific, speaking the things that God said to him, a few months later, a Canadian family were moving out of Korea as missionaries and were giving out things. Guess what? They gave him a bicycle. They gave him a mahogany table. Exactly. But before that, before he received it, he began walking around, said, "I'm pregnant." And so kids began to make joke on him. "I'm pregnant." "Pregnant of what?" "I'm pregnant of a bicycle." "Say, come and see a man who is pregnant with a bicycle." A man who came on to own a printing press, he came to Kenya some years ago with 100 millionaires in his own private jet to invest in our country. He was a man who was so poor, he could not afford a bicycle. But when he captured the principle of being blessed, he became a blessing. He's the reason Korea rose from object poverty 50, 60 years ago to be able now to produce so many cars, Samsung. All these cars are all electronics that now are power to contend with. But it was Christians who began to pray in early years. And because of the presence of God and the blessing of God on the land, change happened. It's our turn to see the hand of God. Because you cannot walk with God and remain the same. Praise the Lord. Are you pregnant with expansion? How does it look like? How does it look like? You must sit in the presence of God until he shows you what it looks like. In your own way. What vision do you have? What does it look like? Some of you is a business that is you have been afraid to begin. It must begin. So that you give God permission to increase your finances. Hallelujah. He will bless the work of your hand. He will increase that which you have laid before him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I am blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't think you agree, but I'm telling you the truth. Because the blessing of God is upon me. I'm walking in it. The man who had a very huge business, and he was dealing in salt. Unfortunate rain and the flood came and took away all the salt. But you know what? When the pastor went to him and said, "Now what are you going to do?" He said, "The same God that blessed me is alive." And God, indeed, he rose to create one of the leading construction companies in the world today. When you understand who you are, and that God has blessed you, you carry favor of the Lord. Have this mind. Why I'm trying to do this is to create a mindset in you to walk with understanding that you are blessed. It's just waiting to manifest. Don't look at me and think I'm not blessed. No, 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 no. Wait and see. Very soon I'm giving birth. Hallelujah. Something unique the world has never seen. Revival is never just happening. It's birthed spiritually. You have to bring it just like before Zion travail. There's a travailing to release revival. There's a travailing to see. And therefore in our main scripture, the Bible talks about let the parent, those who have no children, sing. In other words, sing by faith before it happens. They have seen something. How else were they singing? Why are they praising when they have nothing? Because in the spirit, they're blessed. And so the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all. How many of you are blessed with all? The real blessing begins in the spiritual realm. The manifestation we look for is not the first place. If you don't feel blessed, you may not be a blessing. If you are not successful, you will not be successful. You have to contain and carry yourself like you are. So I want us to raise and I want you to speak some words over yourself. And let the word of God speak over you. We'll confess these words. Yet you are blessed. Speak a good word over you. This same word that God spoke and things began to happen. One word from God can change your life forever. He says, by his stripes you are healed. That's a good word. Anybody sick in this house, understand by that he said this word, you are healed by his stripes. He's the God that healeth us. And he will not put this sickness of Egyptian over us. Is that a word of God? Or are we sick sometimes? Yes. But we need to refuse. I will not help the enemy to destroy me. I will speak what God has said, even if it doesn't look like it will happen. The Hebrew boys knew they were favored. They said, we will not bow. Our God will deliver us. And even if he chooses today not to deliver us, still we will not bow. For we know who he is. Do you know your God? Do you have a working relationship with him? A working relationship with him? A loving relationship with him? Please don't trust something that has not come from the hand of God. Because what man gives you, another man can destroy. But what God gives you, nobody can take away from you. Let's go back to the source. You are blessed to increase and multiply. That's your heritage. That's your design. Your original design. You are said to be blessed. You are the seed carrier of what the future looks like. You are the only species that can imagine a future and it happens. Yes, sir. It will happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready for God's word to find room in you? You are blessed. I say you are blessed. You are blessed coming in and blessed going out. You are blessed in the city and you are blessed in this chamber. The seed of your womb is blessed. The work of your hand is blessed. Your house is blessed. I say your children are blessed. Your work is blessed. You are blessed. In the night and blessed sleeping and blessed waking up. Amen. Because the hand of God is upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe God has blessed you? Amen. To be the head and not the tail. To be above and not beneath. This is your heritage as the children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as I speak this word, I want to speak a good word over you. Hallelujah. In the way of blessing you and praying over you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for this church. Thank you for the word and the favor that is upon us. These, your children, are going to rise. In the name of Jesus, The anointing is upon their life to rise and shine, because their light has come. They will shine in the place of work. They will shine financially. They will shine every area of their life, because you have blessed them in all areas of their life. You have blessed them in marriage. You have blessed them and protected them in the name of Jesus. They will eat the good of this land. They will lend to the nations, because you have put blessings upon them. They will enjoy the blessing of being chosen of God. May your favor rest upon them. May your favor rest upon them, Lord. May your anointing upon them break the yoke. I want you to imagine this. The anointing, the word yoke and anointing. In olden days, the anointing, the yoke was that which was put around the neck of an oxen. And when the Bible says anointing, the word in Isaiah is fatness. There's some things will go away because you will outgrow them. The neck of an oxen grows big that the yoke is broken. Anointing is going, causing you to increase. Some demons will just go away because you have become something else. I say, by the anointing, the yoke in your life is broken. I said, the yoke is broken by the reason of anointing. God has anointed you. And every yoke of the enemy is broken off your life. You are free from the constraint of the enemy. You are free from the restrictions. You are breaking forth because the break has come with you. Breaking open that which constricts you. You are loosed to go forth and excel in the things of God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord keep you. May he lift his countenance upon you. May you rise to be counted among those God has blessed. In the name of Jesus. For the Lord is a shield and exceedingly great reward to you. And granted you wisdom. Your wisdom will excel above the wisdom of men. Given you understanding. And the Spirit of God is upon you. So you are moving forward with victory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the blessed of the Lord say so.
Is that how you received the word this morning? Receive the word with gladness. Are you blessed? Anybody blessed in the house this morning? Woo! Glory to Jesus. Amen. Now you're going to go forth and manifest the blessings of the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Peter, for that word this morning. Hallelujah.